producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got Gad Saad coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's a psychologist. He's a behavioral scientist. He's going to talk about the motivations behind human behavior, why people embrace political correctness and what we can do to counter that. Basically, we want to take some positive calls. There's a lot of negativity around about, you know, and we embrace some of that too, let's be fair. You know, everybody's dumb, nobody's awake, nobody's paying attention, but obviously they are, otherwise we wouldn't have got to this position. Obviously people are losing faith in establishment, you know, institutions. GeorgiaReport.com has a headline, shock poll, Clinton loses to any Republican. And remember back at Bilderberg, she was the chosen one, she was the candidate for the establishment for 2016. Within months, she's completely collapsed. Now she's basically going to lose to anyone that runs against her, which again is why the GOP establishment is now trying to sink Trump, because at least to some extent he's a maverick, he's unpredictable, and that's intolerable to control freaks. So again, people are losing faith. They're looking for alternatives. We have to exploit this and turn it into a positive. We're going to go to Orlean in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, go ahead. What's your point?
So, I'm back from the dead, and I'm looking for revenge with my arsenal of empowering information. Okay?
Good.
All right.
And what's your arsenal? What's in your arsenal?
So, I have 10 steps to increase your consciousness. Okay? From the most fundamental, the most foundational, to the most powerful and the most high-spirited.
Okay, so just give us the top two. Go ahead.
The top two? Okay,
yeah.
I'll go through it very quickly. One, forced breathing. You want to get oxygen in your system. You can't get oxygen. If your nose is plugged, use some nasal spray. Get oxygen in your system. Number two, water. Distilled water, clean water. The cleanest water you can find. Get water in your system, very important. If you talk, number three, if you talk to marathon runners, they carb load. So tropical fruit will give you intense amounts of energy. Fruit juice, freshly juiced fruits. Number four would be amino acids. You want to get these from fish, turkey, eggs, whey. You want to avoid dairy.
Well, let's talk about this, Anthony. You're the expert on this. Clean, healthy water, fresh fruit. Back 10, 15 years ago, my diet used to be pretty horrible. I always felt like groggy, no energy whatsoever. As soon as I got into, you know, eating healthy, drinking clean, fresh water, everything picked up, my attitude picked up. And that is really a starting point which everyone can grasp onto to begin this journey, right?
It's true. And I would also say people need to start treating their brain like they do their stomachs. Stop feeding it junk.
Yeah.
Right. So the consumption that we get on a daily basis from our body and our brain is very similar. If we're watching the mainstream media all day and stupid television shows, we're feeding our brain junk. But if we're eating junk, we're feeding our bodies junk. And there's a correlation because we know the gut is the second brain. We know the gut correlates with the brain. It sends nerve signals. We know the heart has neurons in it as well. But overall, yeah. If one of the number one things you can do, for example, is wake up within 30 minutes, eat 30 grams of protein. It's been found to boost metabolism, make you feel better, lose weight throughout the day. Another thing you can do is drink warm lemon water in the morning to supercharge your body. I mean, there's numerous things. I mean, Orlean says he's come back from the dead, so I don't think I have that type of esoteric knowledge. But I do know a few things about health. So really just making an effort is key, I believe.
Okay, we'll be back with more of your calls after the break. We've got Cole, Erica, Patrick, and Phil. 1-800-259-9231, Anthony Gucciardi in studio again. GadSat coming up after the break. We're going to hear a ton more news here on the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show with me, your host Paul Joseph Watson and Anthony Gucciardi. More of your calls coming up in a moment. But we were just handed this story, which is quite amazing. It ties into what we were talking about regarding social media about 10, 20 minutes ago. Anthony, what's the story?
We were talking about the collapse of society earlier and the delusion of fubbing, which is basically where you're on your cell phone so much that it ruins your relationships, and how people's egos are destroyed by social media likes and everything like that. And here's a story that just came out in the Daily Mail. It's actually horribly disturbing. But so ridiculous. Newlywed wife, 20, hangs herself after her Indian husband takes away her phone because she was always on Facebook and WhatsApp. Her husband said she spent too much time on Facebook and WhatsApp. He took her phone during a row, after which she locked herself in her room. When he later kicked down the door, he found she had committed suicide. And this is, to me, it's obviously disturbing. It's ridiculous. But it's just a view into the true ridiculousness of how some people... Not all people, but some people, just like Paul talked about a study earlier when everyone would go along with what everyone else was saying, some people take it to the next level. Obviously, this woman was most likely mentally ill, But we have to remember that when people really get addicted to these kind of things, they take it seriously. And on a smaller level, people are taking it seriously when they post their selfies and they have to get plastic surgery because they think they look ugly. I mean, this society is becoming so self-absorbed, so sick, that people are killing themselves because their cell phones have been taken away. Not in a large scale. Obviously, this is hopefully an isolated incident, but it did happen, and it's very disturbing.
And there's also a huge problem with narcissism, again, which drives depression. You know, I know people that are depressed, and you can clearly see that it's due to their narcissism and it's due to their goals not being fulfilled, because they spend all their time on Facebook posting selfies, trying to draw attention to their appearance while not actually achieving anything in their careers in what they want to do with their lives.
Well, that's why there's so many models these days, too. Unfortunately, because mainly females, they grow up thinking that in this society, it's their looks that are going to get them places. Their looks. It's not about their output, what they actually do. It's kind of as above, so below, though, because this country does nothing, too. That we don't produce anything anymore. Well, the citizens don't really produce anything anymore on a pretty large scale as well. It's almost like we're outsourcing all of our responsibilities as human beings as well. It's like our country production is shut off, so we, as human individuals, aren't doing that much either.
And again, that ties into social media, because you have this phenomenon of virtue signaling, which is basically people sending out hashtags, people backing politically correct causes, simply to earn social brownie points amongst their liberal progressive friends without actually going out or attending a single protest, writing a single letter, you know, filming a single YouTube video. They do it to be cool. They do it to be trendy. They do it to earn social approval from their friends. And it's this lazy click, you know, hashtag activism that is completely nebulous and meaningless in the long term, but they need to do it to get that social approval. And that's why we have people obsessed with selfies. We have models on Instagram. All they do is post, you know, 20, 30 pictures of themselves a day. But, you know, some people are receptive to that. Some people have success with that. And again, to create that kind of society that has no substance, no actual conviction, with people following through on their beliefs, that's exactly what we have to counter on a daily basis. Let's go to more of your calls. Let's go to Dave in California, who wants to talk about political correctness. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Paul. It's good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, so on your book, Order Out of... this is off subject, but on your book, Order Out of Chaos, is that still available? I read most of it a long time ago, and then I lost it in a computer crash.
It's still available on prisonplanet.tv. You can get the PDF, so you can go on prisonplanet.tv, log in. It'll be on the book section.
Excellent. I will do that. Thank you. And on the subject of political correctness and insulting people, I have a small Facebook following, mostly just my real friends, but I find that I can go to sites that firefighters hang out at, lots of them, and I will usually, a few times a year, put out a bunch of what I consider to be really relevant 9/11 issues. In particular, lately I've been focusing on Kevin Ryan's stuff, which I find fascinating, and I love the fact that he actually fingers the real culprits of 9/11. I'd like to see you guys get him on if possible. But I never retract anything. I don't care if it insults people or not, unless it's in error. You know, I occasionally get snagged by something when I'm out there, you know, getting excited.
No, I mean, that is the point of this Twitter outrage phenomenon. The power lies for them, for the outrage mob, for the professionally offended. The power lies in you relenting and backing down and retracting. Now, of course, unless you've made an error, never back down. Never apologize. You can actually read a book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, which explains this phenomenon. The people who got fired, who lost their jobs, whose lives completely melted down as a result of being publicly shamed, are the ones who apologized. The ones who stood up for their beliefs and basically told everybody, you know, where to get off and said, I'm not going to back down, I'm not going to apologize. They're the ones who went on to prosper. They actually had better lives after the whole, you know, fiasco. So that's the key. That's the answer to this social outrage phenomenon. Never back down. never apologize, right, Anthony?
And if you make a mistake, that's fine. Just be real. Don't apologize for being real. And ultimately, as you were saying, yeah, social media can be definitely a tool to inform people and help people. It's just we're so locked into the Borg system. We're not judging people for using it. We're just saying at the same time, though, it, of course, is really a cannibalistic, sick, narcissistic-based system.
Cole in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Cole.
Paul Joseph Watson, how you doing, man?
Good. What's your point today?
I was wanting to talk about how CIA and the George Bush connection and the drug trafficking connection.
Sure, go ahead.
It's kind of like about, I can't remember how many years ago. My cousin has been in the military. He was in the Marines. He was talking about, he just brought up a point talking about how, he just talked about how, oh, George Bush is connected to the CIA and they bring the drugs in. I'm just like, what? Where did that come from?
Well, there's actually a new movie out, which you were telling me about, Anthony, about the CIA involvement in the drug trade. Tell us about
Sicario. I thought it was a great film. Essentially, it talks about the CIA smuggling in drugs and their control of the whole system and how the facade is kept over the different agencies that help work towards it. And it's really quite well done. And I think it's really quite mainstream now that the CIA ships in the drugs. And I feel like that's not really that much of a debated point besides those who are ignorant to the true information about it.
And if there's a choice between seeing Sicario and The Martian, definitely choose
Sicario. Yes.
Definitely choose that one. Okay, Mr. Positive in Tennessee. That's the kind of call we want. Mr. Positive, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How's it going?
Doing great. You guys, I feel privileged to be speaking with you because you're two of my favorite correspondents, although not as easy on the eyes as McAdoo. And that might be politically incorrect, and I...
How dare you?
I'm not going to apologize for that.
It's the studio lights are kinder on some people and not so kind on others. Definitely
I'm
me.
I'm sure.
A lot better on YouTube, I just want to get that in there. Go ahead, what's your point?
I don't know about the 10 pounds, but anyway... couple of things. First of all, it strikes me because I have a teenager, and I noticed today, obviously, having been a teenage boy at one point, how awkward it is or was for me just to talk to a girl in person before texting. And now, with the texting situation, I'm finding more and more that these teenagers, they have boyfriends and girlfriends that they've never really even verbally spoken with. And when they never go on a date, they've never been on a date, all they know is texting, and it's as awkward as it was for me as a teenage boy to speak to a girl, now the teenagers just, it's a barrier that they can't even get through because of this thing that we've, you know, been offered and created. Really, it's horrifying that these kids just, maybe that's a form of population control at some level too, but really, it's made these kids so socially awkward that it's frightening.
Well, I mean, I've noticed that phenomenon too, and, you know, you're wasting your time basically. Because you know if you resonate with someone only by talking to them, you can get an inclination through text, sure, but you have to actually talk to them verbally.
There's no way to read what they're saying in the text. 90% of communication is total body language and the way you say something. It's just like on this radio show, if I were to say, I love President Obama versus, yeah, I love President Obama, it's two completely different statements. You have no idea what you're saying in text a lot of the times. So that's why we had to add emotes and everything like that instead of actually just communicating with people. And have you noticed, by the way, when you call someone on the phone, they almost act like, how dare you, right? Like, how often do you really talk to people on the phone anymore? It's all texting or Facebook Messenger. And this caller is 100% correct. Because the new generation, they don't have to learn how to communicate in the flesh. They just communicate, and the things they say, by the way, are pretty hardcore in text because it's almost like a black, dark void. It's like it's talking to yourself. You're not actually talking to
them. There's no real responsibility for what you say, but that also amplifies misunderstandings because you can't actually communicate yourself properly. And then when these kids go out into the real world and try to get jobs where they have to physically communicate with people and express themselves, they're completely crippled, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They don't know what to do because they've had no training in that sense. They've had an online relationship or text-based relationship or whatever. And I'm sorry for them because growing up without that capability is really depressing.
Interesting call, Mr. Positive. We'll explore more of that after the break with some more of your calls. Also, Gad Sad coming up in around 10 minutes. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson with Anthony Gucciardi. Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're back. Jones Show, final segment with Anthony Gucciardi. We've got Gad Saad coming up after the break, and he's going to really break down the origins of political correctness, the true agenda behind it. It's not just about being nice to people, being sensitive, making sure you don't offend them. This is based deeply in political re-education, social engineering. We're going to delve into it with Gad Saad at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to a couple more of your calls right now. Let's go to Thomas in Texas. Positive news coming out of the tyranny. Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, Paul, you know, I wanted to make the point about, you know, they're speeding up this tyranny, being more open and blatant about it. But one thing I noticed was every anniversary of 9/11, I try to talk to people about, one, World Trade Center 7. And I was surprised by how receptive people were to talking about it this year versus any other. And I was wondering if you guys experienced that same thing.
I haven't really covered 9/11 probably for years now because, you know, that whole movement kind of devolved into different aspects of the, quote, truth movement. But what have you found with that, Anthony?
Personally, when I talk to someone about, you know, whatever topic I'm passionate about at the moment, whether it's health or whatever, which I mainly try to focus on, I find that we are tangibly succeeding in all avenues. Even if it's just someone who's interested in it and I talk to them about any subject and they look it up and they find out about it, that is 90% of the people that I'm speaking to that are first of all, interested, right? So obviously we have that percentage of the population that doesn't care, that's going to believe whatever Obama says or whatever Jeb Bush says or whatever their favorite icon is. But then there are those people that really want to know about something. And some of them already know about it, but the big percentage will say, hey, I haven't heard about that. Let me look that up. And then they find out and they say, wow. And that ultimately causes kind of a Fisher effect, and they realize all the other stuff that they've been told may not be true as well. So, yeah, I think as things get worse, things get better in a weird way because it's so much more apparent as the society gets more and more insane with people hanging themselves because their phone gets taken away, with laser weaponries being invented, with Hillary Clinton's servers next to a dumpster in a bathroom. As things get more and more unbelievable, it becomes believable that maybe the establishment isn't on our side and maybe there is something wrong with this system. So as it gets worse, it does get better. So your tagline of positive change coming out of the tyranny, I would agree 100% that positive change is coming out of the tyranny because they're showing their hand and people aren't buying it anymore.
And, you know, people seem to be walking around in a fog. They know something's not quite right. There's a huge thirst for alternative information. That's why we've been successful and that's why we need to fill that gap. So, yes, I've noticed since, you know, in comparison to 10, 15 years ago, people do resonate more with alternative perspectives on a number of different issues. So we need to remain positive simply in our mannerisms in approaching people to talk about these different subjects. Because, you know, if you approach people and you're all apologetic about what you're about to talk about, you don't have confidence,
yeah,
then instantly they turn off.
Because the establishment heads have confidence.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. All the media, at least they have confidence, even though they're deceptive creatures, you know, at least they have confidence. They'll sit up here and tell you something, right? That's why people like Trump, he has confidence. But at the same time, if you go up to someone and you also berate them, they're not going to listen to you. If you say, you idiot, you don't know about that, you stupid idiot, you can't talk to people like that. You know, you have to help them and want to help them.
Ivan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ivan.
You know, I wanted to kind of start off by saying, you know, honestly, today's society unfortunately has just trained us to the point of saying that cell phones are okay in so many different ways because we communicate in so many different ways. We get all our information in so many different ways. You know, and we have so many different barriers to break down. I mean, and all of it starts with bullying. If you really think about it, the government's been bullying us all our lives by feeding us information. It's just, you know, come on, let's get real. Pretty whack, you know, to say that it's actually even accurate. We know the facts. I'm pretty sure we know the facts now. Not only that, I mean, look out to the extent what people have taken it to say that, you know, they're having to be worried about their lives. And I know this is happening daily because I have friends that have to deal with it daily enough to say that they're so bullied and so weak that they don't even have the strength. They say that they can have a cell phone in public. It's always being hidden and just trying to say that, oh, it's okay. We've been bullied down by the government so bad that it's time. We have to get all our facts together to say we stand up.
Well, I think it's fine. We were talking earlier about, you know, how rude it is to use your cell phone in public situations. It's fine if you're sharing information, like you say, hey, look at this article, look at this YouTube video. I think that's perfectly acceptable to do that. So we need to use it at the right moment. We don't need to use it to ignore our families, ignore our friends, and being locked in our own world. But it can be used for positive effects. Presidential debate coming up tonight, the Democratic presidential debate. We're going to cover that on the Nightly News with David Knight and Leanne McAdoo. So be sure to tune in for that. GadSad coming up after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, October 13th edition. And I'm joined by my guest, Gad Saad, who is an evolutionary behavioral scientist at the John Molson School of Business, Concordia University in Montreal, Canada. Now, some of the subjects he's been focusing on recently have kind of intersected with my interests. He tweeted out one of my videos about feminism. So we're going to talk about radical feminism. We're going to talk about social justice warriors and the progressives who have abandoned truly liberal principles. We're going to cover a raft of issues today. And it's Gad Saad, G-A-D-S-A-A-D, youtube.com/GadSaad. Gad, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you, Paul.
So let's just start off by explaining some of your background and how it led you to becoming involved in some of the issues that we're going to cover today.
So going back to sort of my childhood background, my ethnic background, you mean, or my academic background?
Your academic background.
So I study basically how to apply evolutionary psychology in the context of consumer behavior. So I look at the biological underpinnings that make us consume the way that we consume. And an inherent part of being an evolutionary psychologist is to recognize that there are innate realities. Some of these innate realities manifest themselves in sex differences. So there are many things that men and women are similar on, and then there are other things that we should expect a difference if we look at the evolutionary challenges that each sex has had to face. And so in that context, I have had a chance to interact with a lot of feminists and social constructivists and postmodernists, a wide range of social scientists and humanities folks who reject some of the ideas of evolutionary psychology precisely because it goes frontally against some of their most cherished beliefs. And so that's how, if you like, academically, I'm vested in this debate.
So you've committed the thought crime, basically, of asserting the fact that there are differences between men and women. You've been attacked for that by feminists, by social justice warriors, because now we've got an environment of political correctness. We've got this censorious environment where if you dare speak out, if you dare challenge the consensus on any of these issues, there's a whole machine of public shaming, of social media shaming that will attack you based on these, you know, politically correct narratives that they have to defend, because if they're exposed, then it will bring down their entire narrative. So let's get into political correctness.
Sure.
Which, of course, it's reached insane levels. We had the University of New Hampshire a couple of months ago saying, you can't use the word American because it might offend people from South America. You know, they're saying the use of the word mothering or fathering could offend somebody. We've got trigger warnings at universities. Just break down, you know, the origins of political correctness and the true agenda behind it today.
Well, I mean, I think the sort of the title of your website, InfoWars, speaks exactly to this issue, right? I mean, if you wish to win the cultural wars, if you wish to win the battle of ideas, you could either engage people on equal footing, right, where you each evaluate the merits of the opponent, and then hopefully the best idea wins. Or if you don't feel comfortable in so doing, maybe perhaps because you might end up losing the battle of ideas, then you come up with all sorts of mechanisms to shut down debate, right? So if I am a authoritarian dictator somewhere, I could shut down debate by making it illegal. I mean, I could kill you if you say something that is contrary to the official doctrine. In the context of the West, you can't quite behead people, but what you can do is you could behead their reputation, you could behead all sorts of things that are important to them. And that's exactly what happens with political correctness. It is a means by which people are so afraid to openly speak about positions that they hold, cherished positions that they hold, that they will self-censor. And hence, their voices have been beheaded, so to speak.
And that's the key, really, isn't it? I mean, that's why I see, you know, the main force of censorship not coming from the state anymore. It's coming from within the culture. Because if you create this standard by which people are terrified to even open their mouths in the first place for fear of what might happen, for fear of what their peers might say, you don't even really need the hard core censorship to come in after that, because people won't even utter these kind of statements in the first place. And that's the essence of political correctness, right? It's about restricting thought, because as you said, these progressives, these social justice warriors, don't believe in equality. They don't believe in the logic of one argument winning over another on a level playing field, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, what is even more disheartening is that this cancer of political correctness is not something that sort of afflicts the average Joe walking in the street. It actually afflicts the people who should be leading the discourse. So think about all the intelligentsia. Think about the people, the professors in the ivory tower, right? They are the ones who should be leading this exchange. And oftentimes, I hate to say it, they are some of the most cowardly folks. They are some of the folks who are most infected with the cancer of political correctness, precisely because they belong to a club. Let's call it historically it was called the progressive club, but now many people are using the term, which I love, the regressive left. And so they don't want to ever be ostracized from that group. So even though they might privately write to me, or privately when we're having an espresso, say, you know what, I frankly support a lot of the things that you say openly, but I don't feel comfortable saying it in public. They won't like something that I put up on Facebook, because even liking it might somehow get them feathered and tarred. So it's really Orwellian. I mean, it is scary that people are so insecure about their cherished beliefs that they engage in this type of self-censorship.
And as you said, you know, a lot of professors are afraid to make what they fear may be politically incorrect statements, because whereas once they embraced classical liberalism, you know, they were tolerant of debate, they were tolerant of a free exchange of ideas, now they've been influenced to such an extent by the people who are completely intolerant that they kowtow, they self-censor their beliefs to appease those people. There was an interesting interview with Stella Morabito. She gave an interview to the Daily Caller a couple of days ago. And this is basically a former intelligence analyst who describes herself as a left winger. But she made the point that politically correct thought control and, you know, the elite narratives that are reinforced through it, they do it, as you just, you know, touched upon then, via social isolation and peer pressure. It's the threat of what other people, God forbid, might think if you dare express an independent opinion, something mildly controversial, which ties into an interesting video that you did, which I saw a couple of days ago, about the Solomon-Ash conformity experiment, which we briefly touched upon earlier in the show. So tell us about this study and what it tells us about how strong a force the desire to conform really is.
Right. So whenever I teach, you know, my, you know, consumer psychology or psychology of decision making, I often will begin by lecturing about some of my favorite psychology experiments of all time. And usually what they have in common is that they are very, very simple experiments that demonstrate something that is extraordinarily powerful about human nature. And so in the case of Solomon Ash, this was a social psychologist who in the 50s decided to test people's proclivity to conform. And here, to conform to stimuli that are otherwise not very ambiguous, right? So we're not talking about the real world where everything is gray, where it is unclear what is the right action to take. So here's what he basically did. He brought in a bunch of people, and he had one line, and then next to it, three other lines. One of those three other lines was the same length as the, gray, and I'm glad you're showing it. So it's clear to anybody who's got, you know, normal vision, which of the three lines, A, B, C, should be the one that is the same as the line on the left. And so what he would do is he'd bring in people, and then he'd have a bunch of confederates, meaning these are fake subjects who are not really subjects, are they pretending to be subjects, but there's really only one true subject. And so he would ask each of those people, please tell us which of the three lines A and B and C are the same as the line on the left. And each of the confederates, I mean, depending on the condition that of the experiment, would utter out, you know, in public, openly, the wrong answer. And so what he was doing there is he's setting up the conditions to see whether the actual participant, who would be the last guy in line, whether he would say, well, what are you talking about? No, sorry, guys, that's the wrong line. You're wrong. Or whether he would conform. And the reality is that a non-trivial number of people, I mean, different conditions resulted in different compliance rates, but certainly quite a substantial number of people would go against their eyes and simply conform to group pressures. Now, again, what makes this study so powerful is that this is not an ambiguous stimulus. It should be clear to any sane person who has, you know, reasonable vision what the true answer is, but yet my desire to conform to the group is greater than my lying eyes. So there you go.
And, you know, as you mentioned, in some cases, it was literally 38, 39% of people who said what was clearly the wrong answer. You can see from the example that we just showed on screen, it's obvious which line is the same length as the line on the left, but because seven other people before them had given a different answer, and these were stooges in this experiment, they chose the same answer simply to conform to the peer pressure, obviously knowing that it was the wrong answer. And we also see this conformity in fashion, correct? Because we follow the herd. Again, I was trying to buy jeans a few weeks ago. I was on a clothing website. Now we know that, you know, a lot of fashion designers are homosexuals, they're gay men. Fair enough, as long as the clothes look good, I don't care. but literally every single pair of jeans was rolled up with no socks. So I was like, I don't wear jeans without socks. I don't wear jeans that are rolled up, so I can't see what they look like with shoes on. Literally every pair of jeans on the website was like this because that's the fashion. And if you don't conform to that, then, you know, you're going to have problems. You're going to get socially isolated in some circumstances. So this conformity also applies to fashion, correct?
Yeah, that's a perfect point, because I actually use this exact example in my books where I argue that fashion is nothing but a big conformity experiment. Either you've independently thought of this or you've been reading my books, because that's exactly what it is, right? You create a queue of, in French we say appartenance, or belongingness, right? Today, to be part of the in-fashion group, you have to wear brown. That's it. There's some dictum that says that brown is in. Well, we all rush and buy brown. Well, next season, brown is the evil color. It's now green. Well, we all drop our evil brown and we rush to buy green. So it is exactly catering to some innate need to belong, which in this case manifests itself in the fashion industry. I'll tell you a very quick story. A few years ago, the fashion was, at least amongst young women of university age, to wear UGG boots. Are you familiar with UGG boots?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, I would not be engaging in hyperbole if I were to tell you that probably 50% of the female students in my, at least undergraduate classes, were wearing UGG boots. So much so that you would almost think that my university had that as part of its dress code. Like, you have to wear UGG boots. Otherwise, somehow you wouldn't be allowed entrance into the school. And of course, now I don't see them wearing UGG boots. So this need to conform manifests itself in endless ways. And regrettably, in the context of political correctness, it manifests itself in these insidious ways.
We're talking to Gad Saad. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/GadSaad. Twitter at Gad Saad. Go and check out some of his videos. Excellent content. Let's go to feminism now, because, of course, you shared one or two of my videos on feminism, and you touched upon it on the intro there. You know, modern feminists are loath to acknowledge the fact that there are these fundamental differences between men and women. It's not enough to say that men and women are better suited to different tasks, but still equal. That's not good enough. So, from your background in evolutionary psychology, why is there this drive to homogenize the sexes, and why is it so fundamentally unscientific?
Well, I think it starts, if I'm going to be charitable towards them, I would say the following. It starts from the laudable goal of trying to eradicate institutionalized sexism. Now, we can all agree that if feminism is about making sure that men and women are equal in all of the various ways, politically, economically, socially, then of course we can all buy into that grand objective. Now, here's where they make the mistake. They think that in the pursuit of equality, it is easier to have a narrative that says that the two sexes are fundamentally indistinguishable from one another, because that simply doesn't allow any sexism to seep into the narrative. If you concede that men and women are very similar in some ways and very different in others, this lends a weaponry, if you'd like, for sexism to be maintained. And so they start off with a laudable premise, and they, of course, wrongly think that by arguing that the two sexes are biologically distinguishable, this means that sexism will always exist, which is, of course, nonsense. So if I'm going to be charitable, I would say that that's where their fundamental original error stems from.
And this idea that there are no differences, or that there are minimal differences, it doesn't conform to reality, which is that we live in a meritocracy. If your skills are higher than somebody else's, if you're better at a certain task, you should be given the opportunity over them. That's not what they want. They want the oppression Olympics, where, you know, gender or race or whatever issue is held to a higher standard than actual skill and talent, which, of course, is disastrous for a society that's trying to develop and improve, because you want the cream to rise to the top. You want the best people in the best positions, correct?
Yes, and I would say that that particular mindset actually comes from the tabula rasa premise of the human mind, right? The idea that we are all born with empty minds, without any biological innate imperatives, and that what makes us who we become is strictly our environment, strictly socialization, strictly culture. And so to recognize that there are starting points, that there are biological imperatives that make men and women on some issues fundamentally different from one another violates this tabula rasa premise, right? I mean, it could be taken to such ludicrous heights that the idea, for example, that Lionel Messi might have an innate talent that he started off with. In other words, Lionel Messi, it didn't matter what environment he had, would always end up being a greater soccer player than Paul Joseph Watson. They would reject that. They would say that there is a unique confluence of environmental factors that created Lionel Messi, but there is nothing inherent in his starting point that would have made Lionel Messi any better than Paul Joseph Watson. And it, so again, it comes from the idea that we all have equal potentiality. We all could be anything. And that's simply not true.
We'll be back with Gad Saad after the break. We're going to talk about social media and mob outrage, along with a raft of other issues. Again, tonight, InfoWars Nightly News are going to be covering the Democratic debates, live coverage with Leanne McAdoo and David Knight. InfoWars.com for all the breaking news. Stay tuned. We're going to be coming back with Gad Saad. Keep it locked in.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thank you.
Paul Joseph Watson. Before we go back to Gadsad, just want to mention InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we've got 20% off on B12, Knockout, Liver Cleanse, all the other great products. And of course, it drives this broadcast. It helps our expansion. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, numerous different discounts. Brain Force, of course, Knockout, a number of great supplements, Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack, excellent third-party reviews there. You can go and check out all these different products. InfoWarsStore.com. We're talking to Professor Gad Saad, whose YouTube channel is youtube.com/GadSaad. Be sure to check out his excellent videos, which I discovered just recently. Feminism, we touched upon it before the break, in terms of, you know, how it's fundamentally unscientific to not recognize the basic differences between men and women, which is what radical feminism intends to do, because it's all about a power grab. It's not about true equality. They don't recognize true equality. They only want to exploit this to create division so they can come in and fill the vacuum and basically play, you know, the oppression Olympics, where one gender is raised above another and society isn't based on meritocracy, which it should be, to create and build a successful society with both men and women contributing in terms of what they're good at. But let's move on to, you know, just the word itself, the modern incarnation of feminism, and I've made numerous videos about this, has become so unpopular that it's basically turned feminism into a dirty word. We've got polls now with less than 25% of American women identifying as feminist, and I think even the more recent polls show that it's less than that. So, Gad Saad, why does the establishment media, again mainly through the entertainment industry, still insist on promoting and venerating what is obviously a discredited and in many ways harmful belief system? Why do they insist on pushing this radical feminism bent when less and less people are resonating with it?
I'm guessing because they, in a sense, exist within their echo chamber where they don't necessarily receive feedback that the message is not resonating, right? Because the people that they get together with to sip their fancy lattes are in full agreement with their positions. This is kind of like when a professor overestimates his ability in terms of how well he'll do in his teaching at the end of the semester. Why does he or she overestimate it? It's because he's only receiving feedback from students who come up to him to say, hey, professor, loved your term, right? But the people who thought that he was really poor didn't take the time to come up to him and say, hey, professor, I really thought you sucked and that this was the worst class. And therefore, he walks into the teaching evaluation thinking that he is actually going to perform better than he truly will perform. And the same thing is happening with traditional media, right? They're not necessarily in touch with the general landscape and the mood of the general populace. And I think whether it be your media outlet or other independent media outlets, I think they are correcting for that problem because they're offering voices to folks who otherwise would have never gotten a foot in the door if it were the traditional media that were still monopolizing all the voices. So thank you for your show and for other people like you.
Well, I appreciate it. And that's exactly what it is. It's an echo chamber. And feminists themselves, they refuse to be challenged. That's why they never, you know, temper or adjust these radical belief systems. They've got these block lists on Twitter. They refuse to even engage in any kind of conversation, any debate. You know, you've got trigger warnings, safe spaces. They hate free speech. They hate debate. We're going to talk more about it after the break with Gad Saad. This is The Alex Jones Show live, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.